is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate. Everything is great, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is great, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate. I beat the high score, now I'm up one, having a great day. Everything, can't complain, it's alright, it's okay. Took all my worries and my troubles and I pushed them far away as they can be. I know they still over there, but I don't care, but now they'll focus on me. And that's the problem with us, y'all, we be looking so hard we can't see. The answer right in front of you and the solution that be right in front of me. And I fight hard, I get scarred in this war that the haters trying to wage. It takes a lot for me to try to be the bigger man and turn the other page. Some in this thing, they just playing, they ain't really the ones that's truly in it. The struggle real, then we the ones out here that's really dealing with it. Collateral damage, trying to manage this here stuff off in our own time. Destroying the planet, no witches granted. Can it be better me, better mine? Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate. Everything is great, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is great, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate.
And tell the reason why we chase the high just to try and elevate. And then it all falls down cause the gravity is pulling on the weight. Enjoy while it lasts, but with crash we just out here trying to smile. Cut the check and reparate, they say payday is coming after a while. Keep doing what you will or may my people say it's time to bless me. I'm just focused on the good as I should, trying to keep it stress free. Around clean, I ain't worried about no haters or opponents. Just sprinkling times all mine, I'm just right now living off in the moment. Ladies looking great while the fellas posted up trying to get it. I'm just coming through, chunk of the deuce. What's up with it? Deposit is direct for my check and the balance okay. So what do you expect right now? Just a really good day.
Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate. Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Put it in the air, cups up, what it's time to celebrate. Everything is straight, everything is great, it's going my way. Positive vibes, all that hate gotta wait, look, it's time to celebrate.
Is strength. time we fuck, I like it hit from the back. Bounce it ass, watch it clap back. He like it when I wiggle in it, jiggle in it. Taste just like some Skittles. Why the ballers with the money? Ain't no booty shaking. Till he throw them once, he call me duty. Heard his juicy, wanna squeeze. Let's make a move. He like them girls with them big old ghetto booties. With the piercing on their coochies. Right cheek, left cheek, slow motion for them. Let's get it groovy, baby. I can't have some fun. Watch me throw this ass in a circle, make it rain. Whole lot of warmth. I'ma bust it wide open on my tiptoes. Bend it over real slow. Watch me do the tongue roll. Brown skin, pretty tongue. Got this ass sitting on the throne. Bubble butt, bubble yum. You can come and get you some. Whole lot of booty on the cheek. That's a whole lot of booty.
See you shake it, make it wiggle like a freak. I do that thing that you do with the left and right cheek. Make it speak, it can talk. When you walk, I make it clap. Let me hit it from the back and pull your hair and grab and slap. Get you off inside the shower, seen you sent me younger message. When it's wet, you can bend them all up in it trying to stretch. That's a blessing, everybody ain't just got it like that. They might have a little booty, is it fine, is it fat? I know some girls are wide and fat, I know some girls are small and thick. They say love is a house, I need a house that's made of brick. Don't apologize for thighs that be making the nature rise. If the booty good and fat, and we ain't tripping about the size. Some of these people go and buy it cause it wouldn't come up on the case. Can't deny, I love fat ass cause I'm grown. No scale can weigh ya, maintain all that ass that you got. You got a whole lot of booty, that's a lot.
Know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033. So I see that's me, you dig. This is Famo Nation Forever Radio, man. It's Saturday night, man. So we're gonna chop and we're gonna drop, man. We're gonna get it in, we're gonna party, we're gonna have some fun, man. Oh, yeah, I know y'all seen the topics, man. We're gonna talk about the cheating, we're gonna get that in. We got our no topics off limit session as well, man. Y'all know right here on Famo Nation Forever Radio, no topic is off limits, you dig. We down to talk about it all, whatever it is. We'll chop on it. We're going to speak on it. We're going to try to give our best advice or our best opinions. We're going to come with the facts on it, man, if that's what we need to do, whatever the case may come. But we're going to try to give it to you real and raw. So I got to say big shouts out, man, to everybody that's been tuning in, everybody that's been rocking with the shows, the people that still been tuning in with our Blueberry, still been tuning in online or calling in on the phone line, man, and for y'all that's been going checking us out on Spotify. You know, checking us out on Spotify, a few people got at me, asked. All you got to do is type in Famo Nation Forever Radio 2, and it'll pop up on your Spotify. Famo Nation Forever Radio 2, pop up on your Spotify. Blueberry, that's B-L-U, am I right? B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Yeah, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, man. That's how you spell the blueberry.com. Get on there, Famo Nation Forever Radio. It's going to pop up. You dig? You're on your Google Podcast, same thing, man. Famo Nation Forever Radio. We off in that thing. We everywhere all around the board. We also got an Anchor, man, platform. We're on an Anchor platform, but we're using, and we're going to do something a little bit different with that platform, man. So we're going to be using that platform right there, certain artist song, man. So we'll put it on that platform and get it out there, man. You know, we'll share, let people tune in. Check it out and those type of things, man, just to kind of help artists get, you know, that one song. Because here on Feminace Fever Radio, when we do the Jerky Mix, when I get off into it, you know, we're going to play a couple of different songs. So you're going to hear a different variety and a lot of diversity. But with that move right there on the anchor, that'll be just your song. So, you know what I mean? With people tuning in, and you can have people tune at, tell them to go check it out, check the link, whatever you want to do. But that'll be just that song right there, man. So get something else, a little cool, man, that we can do to kind of help artists that got that far, that got that far song, man, or that hot single, that we could do a little bit extra to help kind of push and get it out there to a little bit more people. And I've talked about it several times. Each platform come with its own world, man, and that's how you can think about it. The easy way to explain it, each platform come with its own world, man. So it's a whole lot of people in those different worlds, right? So definitely a lot of opportunity. Also, man, everybody was getting at me. I'm going to go ahead. Yes, man, I posted it, man, for a lot of people. That's on my social media. For those of y'all that not, we do, man. I am able to get your music placed on Porn Production, right? Artists, so all you have to do is sign a waiver, dig in an MP3, and we'll be able to get you in that, man. So here pretty soon, I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of y'all, man, and trying to get y'all hooked up with it. You know, if you're serious about it, then we can make it happen. If not, then you're going to pass up the opportunity. But it is an opportunity for you to be able to get your music played in Porn Production, man. And I know everybody know about porn. I know everybody know the ones that got music on there and they play all kind of stuff. You dig, I'm already too much. Like, I know, but y'all know, right? So that is very big, man. I feel like that's a major move for a lot of artists, too, because especially with your brand awareness, man, your brand placement and these type of things, it's a whole lot of different lanes out there that you can really tap into outside of the normal, right? Outside of the normal. Sometimes we get stuck and we get focused on just the normal, what we see. But it's a lot more out there, a whole lot more out there, right? So, got to say, man, big shout out to the Happy Helper. Sincerely Selfish, man. Self-care products for the mind, body, and soul, right? So on TikTok, go check it out. The_happy_helper, right? On Facebook, you can go to the Sincerely Selfish. On IG, you can go to the Sincerely_selfish_ as well. Go check it out. Go holler at the products. Amazing products, man. Get you something. Stop by. Like the page. Tune into the page. Stay up to date, right? Big shout out. Got to give a big shout out to this brother right here. Amazing step in his life. And I will be posting the link, man. Help supporting on my page, man. So as soon as we get back into the music break, I will be posting that link on my page, and y'all can go check it out and go help support this brother. But big shout out, man, from the whole Femo Nation, man, Forever Radio, the whole Femo Nation Forever, man. Big shout out to Darion Weedon for declaring the NFL draft by way of the FAMU. You dig? Big shout out to him, man. Congratulations. Hey, man, we need all that support, man. Y'all got out there, that real support, all of that good energy, send it that brother way, man, because it's a huge step, and y'all already know what that come from. A lot of goals reached, man, but he got a story as well. You know, it ain't just one of them, all we just play football, or, you know, and then he got a story as well. I read a little bit of it briefly from on the link, man, and it's very powerful and it's very amazing from the little bit that I read. So definitely, I will be posting that on my social media. Y'all can check into it, man. Very, very powerful story. I'm already interested in reading the rest of it and getting into more of it, man, because there's some powerful things, you know what I mean? A lot of people go through things, and a lot of people give up and not push through adversity. That brother right there, man, from reading that little bit about him, that brother been pushed through some adversity in his life and stood a strong man and didn't give up. So you got to salute that, man. You got to get that a pat on the back, man. You got to respect that type of stuff. So big shout out to him, man. Big shout out to him. Oh, yeah, that's what we like, because that not giving up is motivation and inspiration to a lot of people who don't even play football, right? Don't even play football. Don't even do anything like that, man. That type of stuff right there brings so much joy and happiness to a lot of different people, man. A lot of different people get to feel that energy, and they get to bask in it, right? They get to bask in it because it's a great opportunity, a life-changing opportunity, something you worked so, so hard for so, so long, so much stuff that came against you, and you bounced back, or you pushed through, you kept fighting, still fighting, still pushing, and you start going, you know, going in the right direction. Not like you're pushing in the wrong direction, you're pushing in the right direction, and now you right there to where that payoff is. It opens up a whole new journey for you and for everybody around you. So you got to salute that, man. You got to salute it and you got to respect it, man, especially in today's time. It's good to see brothers out here, man, still giving it everything they got to try to make it happen and making it happen. And that right there in the school, so you know, from FAMU, so you know, with the school side of it too, you can't be no dummy, right? Got to get your education, got to have a brain on you. So, boom, big shout out to him, man, for doing that and doing all sides. And again, I got to say, big shout out to Byron Love, man. Y'all seen the thumbnail, y'all seen the graphic up there. Big shout out to Byron Love, man, with that positive vibe and G-Skills. And let me the goddess, man, on that whole lot of booty, man. That song right there always get everybody up and going. But we're getting ready to get it in. It's this Saturday, baby. We got a chop session. I know. We're going to get into that. Right now, man, we got a party. We got to get it in, man. We got to go. We got to raise the tempo. Let's go.
Got it on my mind, got it on my mind. Got it from the grind, got it from the grind. Money on my mind, money on my mind. See it as a sign, see it as a sign. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it on the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know. See it as a sign when they send them pesos. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it from the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know. See it as a sign when you send them pesos. Got 'em on go, got 'em on hold. Morning Lonzo, money looking free. Marilyn Monroe, Chopper Monroe. Old Town Road, really bring the heat. South to the beach, summertime freak. Summertime heat, 400 degrees. Drop it down to your knees, follow how you please. You went too deep and you in the water. We in Florida, please don't get caught up. Shot up, time to be a shot up. I do this for my homies who done ran away. Feeling these charges on the market, so he got away. Soon as he dodges all his problems, then they came to play. He keep his rocket in his pocket just to save the day. Gotta turn it to iguana, see his baby face. In the water with the killer, so he made a way. Cause I came home from prison in a crazy place.
Got it on my mind, got it on my mind. Got it from the grind, got it from the grind. Money on my mind, money on my mind. See it as a sign, see it as a sign. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it on the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know. See it as a sign when they send them pesos. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it from the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know. See it as a sign when you send them pesos.
Aiming at your mind, aiming at your halo. Nine fire in your spine, got your mind. Blazing scared to come outside, till you should've stayed in. Gotta name the movie that you niggas played in. Color purple, maybe roots, y'all slaving. Elevated, sell the big on, I was paid in. Renovated, got the last spot caved in. This'll give the world a shock like Raiders. MK Ultra got me watching for the vultures.
Got it on my mind, got it on my mind. Got it from the grind, got it from the grind. Money on my mind, money on my mind. See it as a sign, see it as a sign. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it on the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know. See it as a sign when they send them pesos. Got it on my mind, so they better lay low. Got it from the grind, girl, bad as J-Lo. Money on my mind, no talking, they know.
I got you, man. Again, man, his name was Daria Weed, man. I'm going to post the link, man. I'm going to get on that to post the link here in just a second, man, for y'all that's asking. I'm telling you, man, I was sitting there reading for a minute, man. He caught me on guard. Daria Weed. I got y'all, though, man. Big shout out to him. Big Big Lil Sis. I got you, baby girl. What's happening with you? I see you on the line. Let's rock.
Turn the fucking speakers up. DJ Star is in the mix.
Hated on my life, I know it ain't right, but I know the game dirty. Like he found his wife cheating when he came home, and he came home early. It's early, nigga. You
heard me. Putting these points on the board, James Worthy. Short day at school, make these haters leave early. I ain't spend no money on that chick, she ain't worthy. Really got the magic like John, you heard me. Putting these points on the board, James Worthy. Short day at school, make these haters leave early. I ain't spend no money on that chick, cause she ain't worthy. Really got the magic like Johnson. Made more points off of hooks than you niggas made serve. Icebox in the tank, call me George Gersley. Say that they scrape, but they gave them niggas swerving. Gave Miss Mary hard times, you know I'm worth it. Yeah, I'm talking underground, waiting on the surface. Lost a couple games and them niggas think they perfect. Now they think they got me, bet the money in the circle. Did I do that? Yes, I did, but I guess I'm on Earth. Yeah, I'm feeling Lakers when I put on all that purple. Watch the word that you say. Yeah, I love you, but it's hurt. Too much love, and these people try to work. Dominicana, Milano, everything Zaza. Cars, hoes, clothes, yeah, them ladies going gaga. Proud of I'm ballin' on the shoes on the Prada. Blues on Nada, blue face Walla. Dice pineapples on Wale.
Short day, make them haters go ahead and leave early. Early bird, get the worm, so shout out to Birdie. Been hated on my life, I know it ain't right, but I know the game dirty.
You heard me, putting these points on the board, James Worthy. Short day at school, make these haters leave early. I ain't spend no money on that chick, she ain't worthy. Trilly got the magic like John, you heard me. Putting these points on the board, James Worthy. Short day at school, make these haters leave early. I ain't spend no money on that chick, she ain't worthy. Trilly got the magic like John, she ain't worthy. Trilly ballin' like the Lakers, call me 3-2. Tried to hold me in the bucket like they see lanes. 2D, Trilly on the Izzy D2. Tried to hit me for a loss, I'ma recreate. Tried to hit me with the fall, but I'ma see soon. Tried to play me like he hard, but I can see soon. Know the tempo, ride the beat like I'm Cool Days. Stir fry with the beat, make it souffle. Currently in the Bentley, roll the Hootay. But it's a new day, bandana on my suitcase. Whole team past the ceiling, how the roof case. And the fakes try to slime me, yeah, they fruitcakes. Bread and cream on the head like a cool cake. Extendo with the cooler, that's a cool cake. Only gotta pay a stack, that's a cool cake. Guess he really like to gamble, shoot too many dice. Say he wanna come up, got too many mice. Say he finna cool it, but he better ice it. Driving while he drunk, finna lose his license. And I ain't seen so many traps since I met
on Twitter.com/TheRealDJStar. Check out DJ Star on Twitter.com/TheRealDJStar.
Jumped out the big truck with a Draco. And a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Fago. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back deep, don't play bro. Got hitters, they'll do what I say so.
Choppers on choppers on choppers.
I'm with the mommy and pasta. Play with the gang, I'm out here.
All of my homies be bosses. Y'all in my powers, you crossers. Too much drip on me, I'm cautious. If it's a problem, I'm
big wheels on a big truck, ride around all tall, all hiked up. With a click, don't get all hyped up. Chop, chop, stick on deck, yeah, big cup. No fucks to give, we get it, we ballin' and living for real. They hop out the chopper when I want a thrill. They tell me don't change when I get a deal, for real. The money I get, I make it flip. Got high on that gas and take a trip. Chrome on the whip, you see the lip. You standin' too close, you gon' feel the drip. We up all night, we do the dash. And something by dollar.
I'm chasing millions. California, Oklahoma, I'm just country pimping. See that chain, best believe that I got something hidden. If you reach, then it go bang with no fucks giving.
Jumped out of big truck with a Draco, and a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Faco. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back, don't play bro. Got hit a cell, do what I say so.
Choppers on choppers on choppers.
Like a mess head. Go ahead, snatch my chain. I'ma up that thing, then take it up a death bed. Bitch, it's a whole lot of drama to come with them commas. A whole lot of drums to come with them choppers. A whole lot of tears to come out of mamas, I promise. Country, Polk County, motherfucker. Play around with Draco, off to Xanax. I go, count up so much money, paper cut on my thumb.
Keisha sipping designer suits, gave her booze. I'm just country pimping. Throw the boy with a stick, that's just how I'm living.
Jumped out of big truck with a Draco, and a real thick bitch like J-Lo. Big peso, still drink Faco. Me and my amigo stay on fuego. Stack it up like Lego. In a jacked up truck, y'all stay low. Keep it cocked back, don't play pro. Got hit a cell, do what I say so.
Choppers on choppers on choppers.
Ain't no whiskey in my cup, I'm Waukesha sipping. Designer suits, gator boots, I'm just country pimping. Throw the boy with a stick, that's just how I'm living.
Hate on you, but on your IG they be lurking. On some dick rat shit when they in person, and then go impersonate you like they working. First on the block, I'm the bird out there early. I keep the tool around me like a surgeon. Catch them out like in late night when they purging. Step out too clean, but I still do them dirty. I ain't from Houston, but I'm out the mud. All of these dudes, they be thinking I'm cuz. All of these groupie hoes, all of my nuts. Everything high and now we going up. Cold in the building, bitch, turn that shit up. Hopping up at the back, double our truck. It ain't hard to tell, I done ran this shit up. Got all of these racks in my four pocket stuff.
Diamond chain, diamond ring. Diamond wrist, all the diamonds, bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm Allen Iverson.
Step out, they callin' my name, fresh out the plane, just like the president. I used to kick it plain Jane, but now I got clarity all on my neck and wrist. Oh, they thought it was a game, I'm flawless gang. Ain't Johnny Dane, hold 30K to the face. I can't keep these hoes out my face, nah. I can remember them days, serving them J's for the new J's. Huh? I never played in a sport, but each every day I'm catching them plays. Huh? I send them hoes in the rage when they hear my voice before I hit the stage. Huh? Make it look easy arcade, but it ain't a game, it's all about the cake. Spare rats, we having our way, fuck what they say, no sparing the fake. Too bad for the ones got lost, they either flaw or either lost faith. Huh? Fuck nigga, what it gon' be? I speak my mind, I don't sneak, I don't hide out when it's beat. I slide down on your street, niggas gon' D.I.E. about me. But for the peace, I'd rather taste cheese and smoke concentrate, grab a leaf. I do this shit for my mama and siblings, I can't forget about my niece.
Diamond chain, diamond ring, diamond wrist, all the diamonds, bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm Allen Iverson.
Step out, they callin' my name, fresh out the plane, just like the president. I used to kick it plain Jane, but now I got clarity all on my neck and wrist. Oh, they thought it was a game, I'm flawless gang. Ain't Johnny Dane, hold 30K to the face. I can't keep these hoes out my face, nah. I can remember them days, serving them J's for the new J's, yeah. I never played in a sport, but each every day I'm catching them plays.
Diamond chain, diamond ring, diamond wrist, flawless diamonds, bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm Allen Iverson.
Step out, they callin' my name, fresh out the plane, just like the president. I used to kick it plain Jane, but now I got clarity all on my neck and wrist. Oh, they thought it was a game, I'm flawless gang, ain't Johnny Dane. Keep my mind on my goals. I really ain't stunning no bitch, I'm just trying to get dope.
yeah. Stay on alert so I keep me a loaded Draco. Whoa, I'm getting trapped by some bad bitches after the show. Mama say what they got into me. Told them under the model for me. Hundred stuff and they bust out the scene. Ran it up and I ate with the team. This that though want me make him a fiend. And I only responded to Ching. We don't hang with the Drake, let it ring. Smoking on sour night, Keisha. Yeah, I just left sour with Keisha. She just went hard for these sneakers. Yeah, I done raised the bar on these bitches. Yeah, whole court on right the bleachers. Street sideways out the parking lot, leave. 130 got the whole tour breathing. Yeah. Oh, this I go sound with that money. I grind hard from Monday to Monday. Got a bin and a clip for you monkeys. Serving numbers straight out to the junkies. Got a whole lot of rats keep them on me. Got some gorillas, they go Jumanji. We wrap little buddy up like a mummy. Wonder what they gon' do with the kid. Got my money on me in the bid. Only thing at the top, I'm the lead. You'll never meet another nigga rock like this. I'm not chewing gum, but I'm popping my shit. I'm aiming for number, the top of the list. The magnets get mad, but I'm steady get rid. Cause I keep my mind on my goals. I really ain't stunning no bitch, I'm just trying to get though. Yeah. Stay on alert so I keep me a loaded Draco. Whoa. I'm getting trapped by some bad bitches after the show. Mama say what they got into me. Told them under the model for me. Hundred stuff and they bust out the scene. Ran it up and I ate with the team. This that dough want me make him a fiend. And I only responded to Ching. We don't hang with the Drake, let it ring.
I'll cool down for just a minute. I'm gonna let you cool down for just a minute. Big that's that Code G, man, with that Flawless Gang, Johnny Dane, and that Code G, that goes right there, man. Big major moves, man. Big that's out. Y'all already know. Next level DJs, we all fan here, real life music. It ain't no other way. Yeah, we rocking it all the way to the top. Now, man, y'all know one of the topics, man, the hot topics that we're gonna touch on is cheating. A lot of people, you know, I mean, I think it's like common to just normal for people to, you know what I mean, to be cheating. And then it got so common and so normal that people actually get certain mindsets that it's okay to be a side dude or it's okay to be a side chick. Now, we talk about people that's in relationships, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know, you're in that relationship. You committed to somebody, right? So when you committed to this and this, I'm just say this for fellas, though, because this is what's real irritating, man, and as men, we got to, you know, we got to kind of set a, you know, a different kind of standard, man. Now, you got a right to do whatever it is that you want to do. And if you want to cheat on your old lady, if you want to cheat on your old man, hey, that's what you do. That's on you, right? Ain't nobody going to say, hey, I feel the way I feel, but that's you. And your decision, you got the right to stand on that. Now, this is the thing, though, for men. When did it ever become cool to cheat on your old lady? Or cheat on your woman in front of your partners or in front of other men? See, you can tell who learned that real game, you dig, and who ain't learned that real game. So that's rules of it. That's one of the rules right there. You ain't never supposed to let your partner or other men see you disrespect your woman like that. You ain't supposed to be with your partners, man. You got an old lady at home. You got a woman at home. You got a family at home, right? You ain't supposed to be with your partners. And while y'all out just doing what y'all doing, you know, we're doing the men's night or the men's kicking at night, and you popping at all the ladies, and you actually having sex with these ladies, and you kicking it. Nah, play what you're doing in front of all your partners. Now, I ain't saying, you know, go do it in private. I ain't telling you that, but what I'm saying to you, that's a violation right there. That's a violation, man. It's like the dumbest, man. It's just real talk, man. That's violation. You did. Why? Because you're disrespecting yourself as a man. You're disrespecting your family. And if you got kids, man, you're disrespecting your kids, but you're also disrespecting them other men. See, it ain't got so normal. It ain't got so comfortable. Us men, when we start cheating, we'll be with our partners. And we'll have women come around, or we'll go around them women with our partners. We'll go out and do these things. So now our partners see us cheating on our women. Our partners see us disrespecting our families back at home. And everybody say, well, oh, man, things didn't change out here. Yeah, how can you have a level of respect or a level of honor with the people that you ride and with or the people you call with if you see them disrespecting their family, if you see them disrespecting their old lady or their old man, if you see them cheating on they and they doing it in front of you? So then you got to ask yourself, is that real game? How much respect do they have for you? How much respect do they have for you to even allow you to see that? Right, they used to say what's done in the dark to come to the light. And then a lot of people threw that out and just like, shit, hell, we just don't do it in the light. Damn it is what it is. And force you to see that type of stuff. Force you to feel that type of energy. And that shit ain't right. That's violation as a man. That's a violation. Real talk. It has never been a thing where you're supposed to allow other men see you disrespect your lady to where you cheating, to where you humping, having sex, you hugged her, you know, at the bar, you all on the lady, you grabbing and doing all that type shit. You ain't supposed to let nobody, you ain't supposed to let no men see that, man. You ain't supposed to let no men see that. And damn sure if you're married, you know, you ain't supposed to be cheating anyway, but your damn sure ain't supposed to be allowing another man to see you drag down your woman like that. Right? That's why people used to sneak around. People used to do the shit when wasn't nobody around or wasn't nobody like this. There were reasons why people did that type shit, man. But nowadays, it's more cool. Nowadays, I guess people do it and think they get, you know, brownie points. Nowadays, I think men feel like it's a sense of pride. Big shout out to Petty Murphy, man, from the Petty Murphy Project. I see you, Samo. I'm going to get you on the line on this, too, man, because, you know, me and Petty, hey, Petty go in with it, too. But on this right here, it's not cool, it's not gangster, and it ain't no strong man. You dig? Now, I know it's a lot of men out there that cheat on their old lady. You dig? Y'all gonna have to take an L on this one. I don't care who you is, you gonna have to take an L on this one, dog. You can be the strongest, you can be the one with the most money, you can have businesses, you can have whatever it is, but you cheating on your old lady, you gotta take this L right here, right? Because it's never been a part of the game. That ain't never been a part of the game. And then another part, you go and you start describing and giving descriptions and details of how you then went off behind your old lady or old man's back and give very, very gruesome, you know, details down to the T of what you then done sexually with these teeth. Now, how much more disrespectful can you be? Now, how much more disrespect is that right there to the person that you kept? So not only you say you didn't lie to this person might not have seen it, but now they received it through their ears, right? So they might not have been the one that seen the act. Now we're talking about just telling it. Now you're doing this. So you totally consumed with this now. And since you totally consumed with this, and the woman that you coming around and you're interacting with and doing this, we're going to get into that part, too. We're going to get into that shit like that, too. But on the fellas, man, y'all know we strong. We got big shoulders. We're supposed to take all this. So we're going to take this head. But that's the thing about it. That ain't no man shit. That's why you're supposed to, yeah, you ain't supposed to cheat. But if you're going to sneak around and do that, cool. Right? But you ain't supposed to be all out, man, and letting other men see you do that. Especially when you got a family at home. When you got a family at home, that right there, I'll go to the side when it comes to that. That right there, that's lame, man. That ain't even cool. You know what I mean? That ain't even cool. That right there, it can show the level of maturity with your mind. Right? A lot of people judge maturity because they see things people post on social media and all of this, but you don't understand the mind and how the people's mind operate, right? But that shows your level of maturity in the mind because you'll go out your way to make sure you allow other people to see you disrespect your home or disrespect your relationship, disrespect your man, disrespect your old lady. You'll go out your way to make sure those that you feel a sense of camaraderie, a sense of brotherhood, a sisterhood with, you will allow them to know down in detailed description of actions that you do with these people that's cheating on your man or woman that's at home. Or y'all might even live together. Because y'all live together don't mean you can do that shit neither. Y'all committed, you in a relationship. right, just because she live over there and you live over there and you in a relationship, you show up to your partners with a different woman, you know what I mean? We supposed to be like, hey, hold on, partner. This ain't CZ. Man, who the fuck is this? You know what I mean? That's when we supposed to be like, hey, you know, man, everybody know who all our people is and shit. You know what I mean? But we done got so comfortable and it became so normal to where this can go on right in front of each other's face. And not okay, so you're going to always have some people that's not comfortable with that. So now look what you're doing. You're pushing that energy off on somebody else who really ain't cool with that shit. Probably been through that. So you see a lot of men, brothers, fellas, we don't even think about this part of it, but you need to. A lot of us men go through things too, right? So if you got somebody in your circle or you got somebody in that or that you know, pushing that energy off on to, and they've been done the same way that you're doing these women, how can that man be comfortable around you? How can that man really trust you? How can that man, you know, that man been hurt the same way that you're doing your old lady or your girlfriend at home or wherever she at, right? Same way you doing her. Men have got done by women like that too. So see, fellas don't think about this type stuff. They just think because you men and we men that, oh, it's cool, man, she is. And you don't say nothing or you don't front them out or nothing like that, that it's okay. Right? And people say, well, you know, making situations more, people should say things and this type of stuff. Yeah, that's cool, but no, really what it is because then you're going to always have to make that decision for another man. You're going to always have to tell that other man, hey, nah, you ain't going to do that. Hey, nah, man, you ain't going to do that. These men got to want to do this shit they damn self. That's how it's going to stick. That's how it's going to stick until you grow old and then you leave this earth. That's how it's going to stick. Right? You got to want that in yourself. You got to be comfortable with just having your old lady, just having your wife, just having your girlfriend, and that be the one you bring around. Now, you do what you want to do. Well, I just spoke on one violation. Do what you want to do. You got the right to do whatever you want to do. Big shout out to OG earlier, man. We were kind of touching on a tough topic, man, in person, man, at the shop. And OG brought up the fact that some places in Africa, you know, men are allowed to have a lot of women, right? And we spoke about Queen Mzinga. Queen Mzinga, one of the most feared, top dominant, most African queens that came. Queen Mzinga, she had over 100 men at her disposal. Now, and I understand colonialism and all of that, right? But that's that. We ain't living that type of culture. We ain't agreeing to those type of rules. We have agreed to these type of rules and these type of rules. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool. You know what I mean? Because we don't live over there. You know what I mean? We ain't practicing that culture. We ain't waking up every single day doing whatever it is that they do in their culture on a daily. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. We doing what we doing, you know, in our culture. We doing it. So we can't really use that because that's not what we operating under. And that ain't where we get up and go to sleep operating under. You know what I mean? So where we grow up and operating is this right here. And this is what goes on a massive scale all over America. You can speak, folks. All over America goes through it, right? So, but that's one big thing right there, man. That's just the first violation, homie. That's just the first violation right there, man. We men, dog. And if you want to cheat on your old lady, that's cool. That's your business. But that can't be your partner business. That can't be your homie's business. That can't be your fella's business. There can't be none of that. And if that's the type of circle you got, and you take that outside of that, and that energy right there, you're going to be battling it. And it might not be in the form of cheating when it follows you, right? Whatever the pin in the cushion that can really get to you and penetrate the skin, that's where that energy is going to lay at. So whatever energy you pick up off of it, wherever that weak point is in you, that's where that energy is going to lay at. So it'll eat at you that way. You might not start cheating on your old lady, but it might come out in a different form, man. It might come out in a different form, right? Everybody energy kind of different. So however it got to get to you to do that and you to receive it, this is what's going to come in. You allow it, it's going to come in. And that's why I say, as fellas, man, we got to cut that shit out. Because me, I ain't cool with that shit. I'm going to be honest, man. I'm going to keep 100K. And I love all my fellas, man. Salute. It is what it is. Big. But I am not cool with going out and really kicking it and just watching you, you know what I mean, disrespecting your old lady, cheating on your old lady, these type of things. You know, we all once lived a life before, you know, and these type of things, whatever. Ain't nobody judging. You're just saying what's right, what's wrong. But at some point in time, man, you got to let that shit go. And some, you know, and big shout out to Big Mike, because I remember Big Mike was on the show, man, and he had spoke about it too. You know what I mean? And when he came to that point, I call it clicks. You know, you got to come to that click, especially as a man, where you be like, you know what, man? Shit, I'm out here disrespecting my baby that I love so much. I'm out here disrespecting my wife that I love so much, man. Because, see, I ain't even got to talk about the how you start downing your old ladies or your old men to these people that you're cheating on them with. That shit right there is another ultimate violation. You cheating on her. You got an old lady and got a family at home. You man with this old lady right here, and you knocking your old lady up. You knocking your man to the side, man. That shit right there is a violation, man. I told you, man. See, you only got a lot of game. Bitch ass that 12, but I got game too. You can't be doing that. That shit right there is a violation, man. That's a violation, baby. You can't do that. You can't be knocking your man that you got at home to the cat that you going sleeping up with, laying up with. Nah, that's what you chose to do. You chose to get, you know, go lay down and meet a hazard. You might be caught, whatever it is. You chose to do that. You can't use that opportunity right there to knock that man right there. Nah, you got to keep all that energy between you and that man that you sneaking off with. So you can't use that man right there to down him, because the actions that you doing is just as bad, just as worse, right? You taking it a step further. You telling the female about your old lady, giving her personal information that would crush her, that would hurt her, that would embarrass her, that would break her down. Women are very, very strong, very, very strong, right? But there's certain things, man, you can do to make a woman feel low, man, and that ain't cool. Certain things you can do to make a woman feel so embarrassed, man. They don't even want to go around certain people. They might not even go to a whole side of town. You know, some women, these just things, man, or it's certain things, man, because women feel different, man. And men be acting like we all tough and stuff, too, but we got a soft side, too. But that shit ain't cool. It just ain't cool because you're continuously playing the game. And what I say is this right here. If you don't like your old lady, you ain't attracted to her no more. If you don't want to be with her no more, if she ain't as sexy as she once was to you, if you didn't lost the love that you had for her, whatever that is, you don't want to be with her. It's better just go ahead and tell the truth. Be real with her. Give her that option so she knows. So she knows. She probably already know what you had doing, but if she don't, then she know. And if she decide to stay there, if she decide to let you keep doing what you do, you know, that's her decision. But if at that time she say, nah, that ain't how I'm rocking. I don't want nothing like that. Your ass can't be mad. You got to pick up a skate or you got to push on your other way. But when you're playing the game, if you really real about what you're doing, you know, like being a player, and they should all know about each other. If that's your woman, and that's your woman, and that's your woman, and that's your woman, you should have already been and told all of them. And all of them supposed to be like, all right, cool, yeah, I know about Keisha over there. Yeah, I know he goes over there. He already done told me that. You see, y'all don't rock like that. So it's deception, and that ain't good. Right? That ain't good. It shows your game a little watered down, man. I'm gonna help you dry it up a little bit and let it start growing, but in the right direction. Start taking care of your woman at home. Start taking care of your family. You know what you running from your home for? When that's what you say you committed to, that's what you say you putting all your chips in the barrel with. You're running, and out here you want other fellas and other men to look at you and appear because you got a good job and you got a good car and got a nice house. You want us to, and men, not just particularly saying me, but you want men to look at you with respect and with honor and hold you in high self-esteem, right? But I remember having a lot of conversations with a lot of different men. And if a person who don't rock like that, who don't respect that, who don't like that at all, sits up around you, then you got to look at that person too. Because you got to be true to yourself. So a person that really don't like that shit, that really don't want to see you doing that to your old lady at home, to your kids at home. A lot of y'all got beautiful kids at home, man. Beautiful wives, beautiful old ladies, beautiful families, man. People call your old lady ugly, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying beautiful, man. You got, yeah, all look beautiful, whatever. But, hey, and then y'all go out and jeopardize losing all of that, bringing all that pain, all that them traumatic experiences to your kids that they take on with them for a lifetime. The effects of being cool and, oh, yeah, I can bag chicks. I can do this. I can bag these niggas. All that. Yeah, effects of that on your kids. That shit that when it hit them or they however it hit them, man, they can remember that for the rest of their life. Some kids will block that shit out and they never remember because that's how they deal with it. They just block it out. Right? So, if, you know, that whole cheating thing and cheating situation, especially when you got somebody at home or you got an old lady, that shit langed up. That shit ain't even cool. That shit ain't never been cool, but it ain't cool no more. It ain't cool no more. Right? Because there's bigger battles out here, man. There's bigger battles in life. And that's your partner. That's your teammate. And there's bigger battles out here. If a fella, if your homie can sit there and do that to their teammate that's the most crucial to them, how the hell you think they can be a good teammate to you? See, I want to rock a certain way, man. I only rock with a certain type of fellas when it comes to, like, personal type shit. You know what I mean? I only rock a certain type of way. And it ain't because, you know, people better than nobody or nothing like that. You still be respectful, you know? You say your highs and fives and those type of things. But you got to watch what you sit up under and what you sit around in your personal time. See, with everybody that work a job, you're going to be around a whole bunch of people. You work fast food, and you're going to be around a whole bunch of people. You work in a factory, a whole bunch of people. Anywhere you work, you're going to be interacting with other people, right? If that's the situation in the station, right? But that's what you're going to do. But in your personal time, and you choose to keep that around you, man, you playing with something that you don't really want to have. You're playing with an energy you don't really want in your mix. Because like I said, it might not come back. That energy might not hit you and make you start doing those things. But it might make you start being a little bit more angry to your lady at home for no reason. She might do something, a little smile, and you might flash out on her. You ain't normally really just did that. You know, picked up a little bit of that energy. You just sat around it so much, and then it seeped in your ears and your system, and by you not really standing up and voicing that you ain't cool with it like that, you allowed it to get off inside you, and shit got to come out some kind of way, and it's going to hit that weak spot, that weak penetration. That weakest spot is going to hit, and how it's going to come in. And it's going to come out, though. It's going to come out what? In the ways that will be seen, that will be noticed, that will be known. Fellas, don't think about that shit. And you got to stop putting your partners in that type of situation, too, because what if your partner got an old lady? You know, she got a woman. He got a girlfriend, right? And he ain't cheating. He ain't cheating, faithful brother. Faithful brother, you respect him up and down, right? But now you his partner. You his partner, man. Y'all got bonds, whatever, all that good stuff, right? But then you cheating. And she know that. His old lady know that, too. Now, every time he, even if she be like, baby, I trust you. I know what you're going to do. But then just think about the situation you put her in now. Now, yeah, she know her man. He good, man. My man ain't going to do nothing. She, they throw it out. He going to turn it down. But now that nigga that's next to him, and then he's riding with, yeah, when they go out, he's going to be in situations that's bringing around them type of vultures. And when you bring around them type of vultures, what them women do, they like, I don't care about your old lady at home. I don't care about your girlfriend. I don't care about your wife. You did. We're going to get into that shit, but they don't care about that. But you're going to put yourself in that playing field because you're with your partner. You're with your partner. And your partner got an old lady. He got a woman. But your partner's a headhunter. Your partner's a hunter out here, right? A hunter out there. So while he hunting, he reeling them in. You right there next to him. Man, he ain't always just reeling in what? He ain't always just reeling in one energy. The energy you being seen with all that type of stuff. Now, when they approach you, what you do determines you. You keep it solid. If you don't, then that shit gonna creep in your ass too, right? But if you true to yourself, it don't matter what nobody's doing around you or next to you that can affect what you truly do, right? So it's you. They say birds of a feather flock together, and I've been hearing it all my life. And I used to agree with that 100%, right? But I don't really believe that shit like that no more. Right? Because you can hunt, we ain't got them, we ain't birds. First of all, we ain't birds. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, damn it, we humans. They say birds of a feather flock together. And we humans, we're not birds. We don't got wings and flapping and shit. So how can we use what works in the bird world to what we do? You know what I mean? Maybe saying we got the herd complex, like we cows and cattle and deer and moose and shit, all that. We got the herd complex, but we humans, right? So we just because you hang around us, a lot of people, don't mean you're going to pick up their ashes. Now, depending where you at in your life and with yourself, you can. But that ain't always necessarily 100% true, right? Y'all just might click. You got a bond like that, and then you start doing weird shit, they go off by themselves. Like, I got to bring Petty Murphy on, man. I got to check in with Petty Murphy being my Fembo. Petty Murphy, Fembo, what's good with you?
Nothing much. Just sitting here with you. Speak that truth.
Oh, yeah,
speak
man.
Truth
we had to give him that real game, man. I know a lot of them going to be mad at me, Fembo. But I'm going to let you touch on it.
Who gives a fuck? It's because this is the reason why men and women don't have good damn long-standing relationships. It's because of how everything has changed. And social media has made it even fucking worse. Especially if you got these men out here calling themselves players, and you got beautiful women who are trying to succeed in life and dreams, and these motherfuckers fill their heads up with hopes and bullshit. And then they get with them, the ladies get with them, and then find out the motherfucker got another woman and shit, you're like two other women, then three and four, the numbers add up. And it's the same thing with women, too, that do that for men. The thing is, when that happens, what does it do? When a good man goes up to a woman like that, that woman thinks that man is going to be just like the motherfucker that cheated on her. Not the damn case, lady. Listen up. And that's the same thing, fellas, when it comes to these women. They ain't like that. The thing is that the balance between men and women needs to come back. There's got to be balance in the relationship. You got to be open and honest when you're in a relationship. You can't be going around here, and sticking your dick or open up your pussy, up your legs to any Dick, Tom, and Harry, Keisha, Monica, Michelle. You can't do that. Not these nowadays. Wow. There's so many goddamn diseases out there. There's a lot of shit that causes a lot of blow-up. And it started in the mid-90s with the Maury Povich show, Jerry Springer. Then it got into reality TV and then social media.
Yeah.
Those things evolved to give relationships false sense of hope, false sense of reality.
Mm.
And that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit.
Mm.
Because a good man can't find a good woman. A good woman can't find a good man. It's because of that false sense of hope.
When they run into each other,
false sense of reality.
When they run into each other, it might not even connect because they didn't. You know what I mean? They ran into so many of that kind, and when they do get around, say a good man or a good woman, sometimes that ain't what they want. You know what I mean? That ain't what they attracted to. That ain't what they body yearns for. That ain't what satisfied them and fulfilled them. They were fulfilled in him and getting the same result. That shit weird.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't knocking nobody.
This is
that
why
shit
they,
weird, man. Y'all weird for that right there.
But this is why they say, good guys end up turning into assholes and good women turn into bitches. It's because of what they were exposed to. And the thing is that when you got a good man that's honest, hardworking, and ambitious, same thing with the women. You stick by it because you may never know if you'll ever get that opportunity again. That's God saying, hey, I'm putting you with this person. I'm putting you with this person.
Right.
I'm showing you the way. This is what you want.
Yeah.
This is what you need. Don't listen to what, I can do this, I've changed, and everything like that. Look here. A leopard never changes his spots, and a zebra never changes his stripes. And that's the thing we need to get back to. We need to get back, men and women need to get back to courting. dating.
Yeah.
Going
see,
out.
See what the thing
so
does
basically,
you let that. Go ahead, Femma. Go ahead. I'm going to let you say this until I got you.
Yeah, I'm going to say this too. And dudes, fellas really got that shit bad. Fellas got that shit bad. I don't know too many females that would know basically let their homegirl basically cheat on a good man. They'll tell them about themselves. But fellas, y'all can't be sitting there glorifying that shit. Because basically what you're doing is you're enabling your homeboy. You're enabling that shit. If you see your homeboy with another woman, you should be like, yo, dog, what the fuck you doing? You got a good woman at home. You got kids with this woman. What the fuck are you doing? If you don't want to be with the woman, let her know. Let her know. Tell her you don't want to be with her. That's the same thing with the man. If you don't want to, it's like this. If men and women don't want to be with one another, don't go around and cheat. Be honest.
Yeah,
honesty
honest
is key. Transparency is key. And if you're honest and you're transparent, then no harm, no foul. You know?
Right.
No harm, no
right.
foul. You know, you won't get your car burnt up like Angela Bassett did homeboy and waiting to excel. You won't get the knife pulled on you. You won't get the knife pulled on you when your wife finds out you slept with Cousin Faye. And by the way, that was the same nigga that played in both those damn roles, Way to Excel and Soul Food. But you know where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And like you were saying, too, with the energy, see, what that does is, like, especially when you're doing that with your partner or you know, and around other men. And I agree with you, as you're saying, what that does is, you know, now that becomes a thing to where it's looked at by some of the others who might not be as strong in themselves yet. You know what I'm saying? They won't ever be, but they might not be as strong in themselves yet. Look at that like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? And they might not even be the brothers who are doing it right now. But, again, we talking about might not be everybody that look like they got it together mentally. Don't really, you know? So they might be able to be persuaded or pushed to one side because of their peer group. Those that they're around and that's acknowledging it, like you said, that's acknowledging it and feeding into it, but not really saying, nah, man, I don't really like it. Now, here's the thing, too. You can be in a circle like that. And you can be the man to be like, nah, man, when I got my old lady, man, that's my old lady. You dig? Like, I'm good on all that. I don't really get down like that. I don't really like that shit around me.
Right.
Cool. That's what you stand on. Now, others might not live that type of life, right? That's daylight. They might not live that. So long as you stand on what you stand on, you're going to be cool. You know what I mean? Don't sway because everybody else doing it. I'm going to do it. Nah, you said you ain't with it. You don't like it like that. So when you get in a relationship, remember, you got to stand on that. You got to stand on that and ride it all the way out like you're supposed to. Because it's not normal. It's not cool to, like I said, be cheating because it breaks people's heart. And right now in this day and time, man, the shit, enough is enough. You waste people's time. If you in a relationship and that's what you committed to and you done lost the love, then you need to sit down and figure out how you can spark that again. If it's you ain't attracted to them sexually, then you need to sit down, talk, and work some things back. Not go and go mess with this woman, go mess with that woman, go mess with this woman, go pick up that. Nah, man, that's not no man shit. That's not cool, man. What's cool is seeing brothers, man, that got old ladies, that really stand up guys with they women, man, that got family. And you ain't even got to be the best daddy or the best none of that out there. But you respectful to you respect your home. And in your home, you know, if you got your old lady and your kids or just you and your old lady, whatever the case may be, you respecting that. And that means you ain't out here disrespecting her when you away from her or when you away from me by cheating on her with other women. You mean, so you ain't even got to have the most money. But we got to get back to where that's looked at as cool, to where we're feeding more energy into that type of stuff as far as in saluting and talking about those type of things, because it is a whole lot of men out there that's like that. Now, it's a whole lot of single men out here that's just like that, too. Ladies pass their ass up all the time for brothers and catching men that they know that have got situations out here. And I had put this out there in the post, man. You know he got situations out there, right? He been talking to you about his old lady at home. He been sneaking around on her with you. And then you got the nerve to think that it's going to be that much different when you get a hold of that man. Oh, when I get a hold of you, he ain't going to do me like that, right? Leroy ain't going to do me like that. Yeah, right. Why would he not? You allowed him to cheat on what he had with you. You allowed him to do that. That showed a weakness in you that he played on. He knew you was that. He knew that you was on side with him. Yeah, baby, you gonna leave her. Yeah, yeah, she don't be doing this. Yeah, she need to do that. She need to get up. She need to go to work. She need to start loving you right. Nah, man, you done already let that bullshit and that bad energy and that negative energy and that evilness creep inside. Man, that shit ain't right. That shit ain't cool. And that woman, for you to be entertaining that, you can't put it all off on the man, especially if you know. If you know, you got to take along everything that comes along with that. Everything that come along with that. And, baby, that ain't no powerful thing. Right, because you're supposed to be out here standing and walking as queens. That don't mean being the richest or looking the best. That's your mentality and how you carry yourself. Right, your everyday walk, your mentality and your everyday walk. And with a man that you know got a family, you with a man that you know got an old lady, and you that type of woman that still go ahead and indulge and hoping for a better outcome, This is the thing. This is what you didn't just did. They used to call them home records, right? They used to call your home records. Mm-hmm. That's what they used to call your ass. But now you got to think about it. You done did more damage to that woman than you did that man. You done did more damage as a woman to that woman, and if they got kids or got a family, to that family than that man did. Right? Because you a woman. Right? And you want to mess with this man because what? You want to be loved right. You want a man that don't cheat on you. You want a man that's all about you. Right? So you done did more wrong to that woman than that man did because you after that man because you think you going to get that. But yeah, you don't think she wanted to. You don't think she wanted to from the motherfucker she got. You don't think she wanted to from the man she took. Hey, yeah, he might get. Hey, Jimmy might be out here sniffing around on everything. But if all the women be like, nah, man, you got a woman at home. And you go to the next woman. Nah, my boy, you better take your ass home to your woman. Ah, boy, you better go and get around here, man. You know you got an old lady at home. If that was the response, then what he going to do? He's going to have to go pay for it. I mean, then that's on, you know, all of it's on him. That's whatever. But when you receive that in, you know what that pain going to do. You know what that hurt going to do because you're a woman. I can't tell you what that pain going to do because I ain't no woman. I don't know how they feel as a woman. But from talking to women, man, from hearing experiences from women, not internet, real life shit, man. You a woman, you know what that's going to do. You know how that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But you still endure, satisfy yourself with hopes that he's going to be better for you. Nah, you're going to play the game, and it's going the same thing going to happen to you, but probably in a different way. Probably going to switch the tactic up. You showed him a weakness that you allowed him to cheat on both of y'all, but you allowed him to cheat on his own instead of doing what he had to do as a man to try to make it right. Right? So mm-hmm. What you think when you no longer sexually attracted to him? When your smiles ain't just smiles no more, right? When your body get a little thinner or a little thicker, and that ain't really what he like. Then what's going to happen to you? You're going to go get that satisfaction somewhere else. And it's a lot of men that go into their 70s that ain't faithful men, right? A lot of men that go into their 70s ain't never made it right. What I mean by that is they ain't never come clean and tell their old lady what type of man they really is. It's a lot of men that wear uniforms. I ain't talking about this one in particular. It's a lot of men that do this. And we look at them and we salute them and we give them respect. And at the same time, with our own eyes, we know we know, and we see, and that shit ain't right. That shit ain't cool.
No, it ain't.
We keep showing the same, we keep showing our younger brothers out here that like marriage. I've actually did it. I used to ask a lot of, man, it's a lot of brothers out here, man, that don't even believe in marriage no more. Don't even believe in settling down with one woman no more. And a lot of these women, look, take this out, a lot of these women don't even know this. And they still rock with these cats. And they get in a relationship with these cats, man, and these cats don't even believe in marriage no more. So you're going to be 40, 50 years. If you make it that long, you're going to be all that long. That man ain't going to, you know, that ain't on his mind. That ain't his objective. That ain't what he after. Right? For the same thing for women. The men go after these women. That's for the streets. You know, that's what they say. She's for the streets. For everybody. She's doing this. She's doing that. We be having a whole lot of good women that they pass up. It might not be as the looker as this woman is and pass up. And then go get with a woman that sitting there got 4 or 5 men that she's working with. Right? And then, like you said, around with her homegirl. Right. I know a lot of women, they'll talk to each other in a certain type of way. Different than men. Men, we got an ego problem. So as men, we can't really, it's a lot of men that can't really be real with each other, be real with their circle, because what's going to happen, Pitt? One of them going to get mad. One of them going to want to start fighting. But if you got real, if y'all real, got that real connection, then they going to listen. They might not like what you got to say. They might tell y'all, kiss, you know what I mean, kiss off, you know, take your ass on somewhere. I don't want to hear that shit. But y'all ain't friendship ain't going to stop it. They going to respect you because you kept it 100K. You kept it real. You kept it real with them, man. You stood solid. And it wasn't to hurt them. It was to help them, man. And when you do that, it ain't the man intentions to hurt. It's intentions to help. So you can stop that shit. I don't know where it came in the game to disrespect your old lady in front of your partners, man. Like, oh, man, shit, you crazy, dog. Like, I ain't never known that to be cool like that. My guess is I ain't never seen it like, you know, I ain't never seen it like that. Or that ain't what I believe in. But you don't never flush your same things around. Man, that's some shit dope boys and shit used to do, man. And that shit wasn't even cool. And that shit didn't even look cool. But a lot of cats were real pimps back then. So they had a lot of women around them. They brought a lot of women to the hot spot because that's what they did. That's the life that they was about. And so they had to have a lot of women around them while they got the flashy clothes on and the jewelry on and shit like that. Cats out here trying to live like real life pimps, but got real life families. He ain't no pimp, man. That ain't pimping. That ain't no player shit. That ain't none of that. And you, like I said, if you're on the player side of it, then all them women got to know about each other. And you can't lie and say, well, oh, man, no, I ain't talked to her in like a year. Nah, if you talk to her every day, you humping on every day, whatever it is, that shit got to be clear, especially to your old lady. And if your old lady cool with it, then she cool with it. But if you ain't keeping her updated on her, yeah, baby, I'm just slide over here to whoop house, Susan's house. Me and Susan go, you know, shit, hey, that's just what it is. If you don't tell her none of that shit, you ain't really real about what you're standing on. And all you're doing is satisfying your sexual needs. And you're breaking people's hearts. You're hurting these women out here to where when these women do come across a real man, they don't even want to indulge because they've been hurt so much by niggas who don't really know what the fuck they doing and what they really want like. By a lot of men who played the game and hurt them so bad to when they get around a good brother right in their face, they probably say they willing to do anything. I know some men, I didn't talk to some young cats that came in the shop, talk to me about some situations. I'm like, wow, so the younger generation too is fighting a fight, man, right now. Loyalty is not what it is no more when it comes to relationships. A lot of shit that's coming up now and is getting ready to try to be the norm is open relationships and all kind of weird stuff, you know, on certain levels to certain people. And that shit ain't cool, man. Because it damages people. It leaves people damaged. And yeah, they can get over it on the outside, But they still had that scar, on man. The inside, it's damaged, man. That shit ain't cool.
On the inside, they hurt.
Go ahead, Petty. Go ahead.
They hurt.
Yeah, they hurt, man.
They hurt. And they hurt.
Yeah.
And when, like I said, when a good man gets around a good woman gets around a good man. You know?
Man.
But they've been damaged.
And
a lot of people don't see
cool
that
to be a brother. Look, Femo, I used to say, look, man, and I'm going to tell brothers this, too. It feels amazing when you are in a relationship or married relationship, boys and girlfriend, whatever, but, you know, y'all in that committed state. When you're in that committed state, it feels absolutely freaking amazing when you are around 20 other brothers and you're the only one that's faithful to your household. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, you want to be the star. Hey, look, baby, that's what I say. You want to be the star. You want to be the one they all look up to. Secretly, they ain't already do it out in the open, but secretly, yeah, it's going to come with a lot of shit. But you standing on yours. Stand on yours. You're going to be the one they already secretly really want to look up to because they know you. Nah, we know. We know Tommy ain't going to cheat on his old lady. Tommy ain't cheating on Bertha. We know. We know Tommy ain't cheating on Bertha. We can't do this around Tommy. Tommy don't do that shit. That ain't, he don't like that. Nah, man, shit, you can try whatever you want to, man. Tommy's going to walk out the room. He ain't going to sit there and indulge. He just get no little head shot. He just going to back, man, I can't do that with Tommy. Tommy ain't like that. Then they going to know. It's going to be known. They ain't going to have to say nothing. It's going to be known because they know. That's your partner. That's your circle. They know. But if they know you want it in, that's going to dibble and dabble, then they know that shit too. That's because you didn't allow them to know that and go back to that shit. Don't be that. It seems to blow my mind. I had to start off with that one, Teddy, man. I had to start off because I've never known in the game. I never thought that was cool in the game, man, to allow your partners, man, in the world to see you, you know what I mean, cheating on your old lady, man, or cheating on your woman. And that shit ain't cool. To me, I feel like,
not cool.
You know what I mean, you scared to fix.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel like you scared to fix what's at home. You scared to fix the situation. You scared to do whatever it is that you got to do. Now, if you trying to do whatever it is that you trying to do and that shit don't work, and y'all got to split, then damn it, you got to split. But if she thinking that everything's good, she thinking y'all on the track of lifetime shit, and you out here with Susie, you ride back around, you just spent the block and hit Susie again. Nah, dog, that shit ain't right. That shit ain't right.
No, it
ain't. Because she thinking everything good. She thinking y'all gonna spend a lifetime together. And you committed to her. You care about your family. You care about her. When in fact, you really don't. You care about Susie Mim, and you care about this chick. And you care about that chick. So you ain't being true to yourself, and you damaging all.
Or you just, or you just care about your damn self.
Ahead,
you like to care about your damn self.
And most of the time, it's sexual. It's sexual and too insecurity. A lot of men are insecure in a lot of ways, too. And I had to learn this, man, real quick, man. I had to learn this because it's true. A lot of men are date multiple women or you know, do cheat on their, cheat on their women and stuff because they got some insecurities to where that right there feels that void. It feels that gap or the insecurity, and it makes them feel more manly. It makes them feel more wholesome. Right, because of insecurity that they not having dealt with. Yeah, I had to teach a lot of stuff, man. I tell people, yeah, there's a lot of famous people that got a whole lot of game. That don't mean that the game just stops with them. That's just the game they got. See, but a lot of brothers will do that shit because it's something in them. Like, okay, for a prime example, man, I know brothers, man, that'll say they done been with their old lady for years, right? And the sex don't feel the same no more. So they go and they go outside of their relationship to have sex with these other women because the sex at home don't feel the same no more. And I always be thinking in my mind, like, player, you think you still feel the same to her? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I be like, hold on. If you think it don't feel the same no more, and you're a human, you're a person, that's your thing. You say, oh, man, it don't feel the same no more, man. Hey, you don't feel the same no more. I'm like, all right, dog, but guess what? That's a woman right there. And she more in tune with her body than you'll ever be in your life with yours. So you don't think it's still different to her too? And if she ain't doing nothing on the side, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing about it. Now you're talking about sexual. But that allows you to go outside doing this. Man, they make all kind of things now. That's the wonderful thing about invention, right? And companies. They make a lot of different products. They make a lot of different things. A lot of different information out there that help you spark in that area in your life. And you can try every damn one of them if you got to, right? But you ain't got to step outside your house just because, oh, now your old lady don't feel good. Has she had kids for you? You know what I mean? Has she let you hump and dump on her and kiss her and rub on her and wake them in the middle of the night and sweat and pump on her and all of that? For all of these times, she let you do that. And now you, oh, it don't feel the same. Dog, I can go do this. And see, that right there ain't cool. That's not cool. That's lame shit. That lame shit, Petty. We know this. And then a lot of men got freaking fetishes. They like younger looking bodies. They like younger looking bodies. That's some shit a lot of you men got to deal with, man. Because what it is, it ain't that, oh, she don't feel the same. No, she's more of a grown woman. And her body is becoming more of a grown woman over age and over time, just like a lot of it do for men. But you're still fascinated with that younger woman body. See, I was talking to a partner, man, and I checked him out because I tell him, I said, think about it, man. You still, what turns you on is still what turns you on when you was in high school. That's the same body that turns you on. So if you getting older and the women getting older, hey, hey, so a lot of women keep it like that. Cool, shout out to them. A lot of women don't. Double salute to them as well, right? But you still chasing that goddamn body. You still chasing that picture of that body. And that's cool. That's what you can have. But you done already stepped into this relationship with this woman right here, man. And everybody's body don't stay the same. You just got a perversion with a younger woman type body. You don't know how to accept and truly love a woman body no matter what it look like. That means you ain't really a man yet. Yeah, I tell you, it's a real game. See, a real game know how to love every inch, nook, and cranny of a woman, no matter what that woman body looks like. Cause see, that's just the body, right? That's just the body. That's the pride too. That's the extra. The mind is where it really is. The mind where it really is. But the body, dog, man, that's all you're after. The titties this way, the stomach this way, the booty this way, the legs this way, the lips this way, the hair this way, this. So you haven't got to that level so you know how to appreciate not what you see, but the creation of what's inside. And see, when you learn to appreciate what's inside a woman, man, whatever's on the outside, dog will turn you on no matter what, but you ain't got to that level yet. You can be 40 years old. I know 44-year-old men, 46-year-old men, 50-year-old men who still ain't got there yet. You did? Whose mindset still ain't got there yet, right? So it's some shit that can follow you. Obviously, this is from lifetime research, in-person research. That should have followed you all the way to you. Oh, man, you still had that mindset. And you'll talk to your buddy about that same mindset. And that's cool. That's cool, man. That's cool. But if you get that old and around your buddies, man, every last one of y'all are cool with other younger brothers, man, doing that same shit, man, y'all all tripping. Y'all tripping. I had an older guy from the school get mad at me because I said, damn, all these older guys going after the younger women. And I said, and I believe, and I might not vote, this is my opinion, I believe because there's certain things you can do with a younger woman that you can't do with an older woman. And certain games and certain tricks and certain things you can't pull on an older woman, right? Because she done been there and done that, seen that. Can't do that. But on them older women, as a man, especially if you got a little money, especially if you got a little paper, especially if you dress sharp, so you see the young girls, they go after that. They go after that money. They go after that you dress sharp. There's a lot of women who get grown women, but they still got the girl mindset, right? So they go after that money, they go after them clothes, they go after that fancy shit, and they get the worst type of men. But you got to think about it, man, all that shit come into play. All that shit come into play. If you know that shit, you step into that shit, you is wrong because what you're doing, because it's always going to end up hurting somebody. Everybody acts strong. Everybody acts tough. Well, then when they buy themselves, man, that shit hurt. That shit hurt. That shit disrespected. A woman find out that you've been taking another woman around your partner, around your homie, your place of business or your establishment or your favorite restaurant or, man, dog, that shit right there, go. I mean, you know, I ain't saying women weak. Not at all. Not at all. A lot of women that are very trusted. They're very trusted. And that's when you break that trust. That's what I'm saying by being hurt. Because a lot of women are very trusting. They're honest, you know what I mean, and faithful, but they're very trusting. And they trust your little cheating ass. But then when they find out these type of certain things, I'm just pointing out them things as examples. That right there, man, break that trust, and that's what I hurt a woman. Because when they get, they say, is it different for men and women, man? When a woman give herself to you like that, come on, man, it's different. Men, we get hurt. Y'all women petty. We can't, we got it to the men because a lot of men do that shit, but women do that shit too. And women, if you got a whole squad of homegirls and you got a man at home, it's okay to do what you do. You know, go do what you do, boo. That's all fine and dandy. But if you cheating on your man at home because, you know, you want something bigger, you know, down there. You want that to be bigger. Then, so you go out in the streets and you go get it because you go find what satisfies you. You wrong, then you wrong too. You lame too. That shit fire too. Right? Cause just like for the men, they make all kind of products nowadays. You get whatever you want to get. You can walk off in the bathroom, come back out, and put the itches on that you need. Whatever it is that you need for you, itching for you, itching, hey, he got you. It ain't a problem. They make itchy and scratchy real life now. So whatever the itch is, he got what you get. Hey, he can scratch it. But there's some things that you got to do. There's some things you got to sit down and talk to him about. There's some things that you got to be willing to do instead of going outside your motherfucking home, outside your relationship. Because your man can't last as long as he could, used to could. Don't mean your ass supposed to go out there and go get a younger man. It's a lot older women go get these younger men, be cheating on their men at home. They men be working these city jobs and been on these city jobs for long times and shit like that, and they out here giving it up to these little thugs and all that type of shit. That shit wrong, man. That shit wrong. Cause you them little dudes, oh yeah, they acting like they ain't telling nobody to you. Yeah, they killing everybody they can in the hood. They killing everybody they can in the community. Everybody that's in their circle, they killing. I've been knocking Miss Johnson off. I've been going over that nigga. I've been knocking Miss Johnson off, nigga. She been letting me knock her off. And that nigga, Mr. Johnson, don't even know. He be picking up the trash on Wednesdays, man. I knock it off. Man, they killing everything, man. Come on, now. It ain't right, though. That ain't right. On the woman's side, too. Women be having good men. They're willing to do anything for them. Might not make the most money. Might not look the best. Might not dress the sharpest. Might not even have the best car. But then let a man come through that got all of that and beat him out and dog you out. Dog you out because he looked better. He had more paper. Oh, he dressed his clothes. He wore them girly colors, you know, and he looked good that day. Man, that's crap, man. That's ain't nothing but a lot of people scared sit down and be
that's
faithful. Yeah, it's blow up. They scared to sit down and be faithful to one person and do what it takes to make that relationship what they want it to be. A lot of people don't want to put in that fight, man. A lot of people fake in front. They don't want to put that fight in because with a relationship, hey, once you commit to that, you can mold it and you can make it how you want it to be. With both parties willing, both parties with it, there's things you can do. But like Perry Murphy said, you said the key, famo, communication, man. If you ain't sitting down talking to each other, things that making you even feel like you want to go outside your relationship, and you ain't even giving the partner and yourself chance to, you know, to you know, either in heighten, enhance, or spark, or whatever in your relationship, because it's probably some shit that you ain't doing, you know, you ain't tried yet or whatever. Bring that into your relationship. You wrong. You wrong for cheating. You wrong for not trying. Because you got to keep trying. That don't work. Damn it, you got to try something else. That don't work. Damn it, you got to try something else. That don't, it's just a, it's a cycle. But you don't give up. You don't stop. You don't quit. And you don't go and go out and go hump on somebody else just because your old lady don't feel the same no more. Man, that's some lame shit I ever heard. That shit right there, got mad at me because you get mad at me because I say, hey, man, that shit died. That don't even sound right, dog. That she don't feel the same. So you go mess with younger women because the older women don't feel the same. I don't know what type of older, what's an older woman. You know what I mean? That might just be your preference. Now, I ain't saying I got the best pick when it comes to that type of shit at all. I ain't the best relationship advice at. Don't ever think that. Do not look at me like I'm the relationship advice guru. I am not Dr. Fear. You dig? Although I would love to have a show like this, Springer, though, because you said this shit, man. I just be a host of one of this shit because I'm having people boxing. Everybody boxing, man. I don't want to be boxing. Mm-hmm. Man, you get with it. But nah, on the chicken shit, though, man, it's 2023, dog. You don't love your old lady no more. If she ain't attracted to you no more, man, if that ain't what you want no more, and that's what you want to do, you want to tuck your tail, and you want to run, you got a good lady at home. There's a lot of men out there. There's a lot of men out there when she healed properly, she ready to step out there. There's a lot of good men that's going to cherish her. They're going to take care of her. They're going to love her. And guess what? They might not even have as much as you. They might have more than you, but they might not even have much as you. They're going to know how to love that woman. And that right there going to give her more than you could ever give her. More than you done ever tried. Your little punk ass can't get mad. You didn't know how to love her. Mm-hmm. You know how to appreciate it. When times got hard, you stepped outside the house instead of locking the door and staying in the house. Same thing I'll be telling women, you can tell about a man. And some men are homebodies. Right? A lot of men are homebodies. And usually a lot of times it's because, you know, they like doing their thing at their house, staying there, you know, doing what they do at their home. And if you know of a man that's always at home at certain hours, especially through the night hours and these type of things like this, them type of men right there, they ain't really out here ripping and running fucking around doing shit like that. Now, they can have a lot of people coming through. They can do that. That is a part too. But that's already a man telling you right there what? This ain't the type of man that really like to rip and run and go do all of that. This type of man that even as a single man, this man home every day. That man go to work, go do this, go do that, but that man at home every night. That man at home on the regular at the same time. Certain time of day, that man at home. What to tell you right there? That's to tell you something. See, forget the clothes. Forget the cars and all of that shit. People be talking about money. Your ass ain't going to never have enough damn money in this world to live the ultimate damn life. Money ain't gonna get that for you. That true love and that true to see yourself is what's gonna get it. And we're gonna get it. You can have all the money. Shit. Hey, look at everybody that got the money. You see their relationships. You see what they going through. You see they still going through shit you going through too because you're cheating. So what that tell you? That don't mean nothing, man. That don't mean nothing. Yeah, the Queen of England didn't even have no damn faithful relationship, man. Just told y'all history about kings and queens who had hundreds and hundreds of women and men and all this shit. We accepted this. We accepted this lifestyle. We accepted this relationship rule. Because your ass don't like what you got, you can't go changing that shit. You ain't got the authority or the power to do that. You didn't create the rules. You accepted the rules. So you can't change it. You want that old lady, you make that decision, that's your old lady, hey, it don't matter if she gained 200, 300 pounds. If she gonna say, baby, I don't like this no more, then you work with her. But you gotta learn to love your woman. You gotta learn to love your woman, man, and it's like I said, things change, she don't feel right, there's things out there that you can do. It's products that you can buy to help that and be discreet with it. To where she still feels like, you know, you still love her, you still, oh, well, if that's what y'all, you know, got to that point, but you still that way, you ain't stepping outside, come on, man, They done made it. So there's a lot of things out there that you can do to where you ain't got to step outside your house. To me, that ain't really playing no more. That ain't really cool no more. Right, man? I like seeing brothers, man, who turn shit down. Turn shit down left and right because they do got an old lady. They do got a girlfriend. They do got a wife. That right there, I respect that type of shit because it takes a certain type of man to be that way. It takes a certain type of man to be that way, man. And most times, them type of men ain't the ones that always get their flowers and get saluted. 90% of the men that get their flowers and get saluted is the type of men I feel like is the type of men that's on that other side. Teddy, what you think, man? Just get your numbers. What you think, man? Because you know the world's crazy out here, man. I know a hell of a lot of people that got more than just one woman or one man.
I'm just putting it like this.
You seeing that?
Well, I'm seeing with these relationships, man, nowadays, man, it's fucked up. People like me, I'm down with one woman only. I don't need all that extra shit. Now, when I was in college 20-plus years ago, it was easy. It was called experiment.
Right.
But the older you get, you start to realize what's valuable. And what's valuable is having one solid good woman. I don't know what's wrong with these men out here, insecure-ass bitches is what I have to call them. But you don't need multiple women. You just need one.
Mm-mm.
You need one solid woman that's going to basically keep you 10 toes down. As you keep her 10 toes down. Build something.
Mm-hmm.
You guys feel like you got to have another woman or five other women or a WNBA team just to feel like a man. Dude, you might as well be a bitch. That's how I'm looking. You might as well be a bitch. Because what you're doing to that woman, what you're doing to that woman, you're destroying her self-esteem. You're destroying her.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying her identity.
Right.
You're teaching her if she has young children at home, young boy. You're teaching the kids see that shit. Young men.
Man.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And that goes for women too.
Yeah.
Women, if you feel like you gotta have 12 niggas. You got to have the whole goddamn Dallas Cowboys team, roster, whatsoever, then you might as well be a nigga. You might as well be a nigga.
Because on that thing, with women that go to that, man, y'all got to quit picking them men that you know got girlfriends, got boys. I mean, some of them do, but you got to quit picking these men that got relationships. And in these relationships, they committed to them. And then they tell you, hey, yeah, I do. I am in a relationship, right? Now, if you want to be loved correctly, if you want a man that's just for you, if you done met this man and this man tell you he got an old lady at home, but he don't like her, he want to leave. What you should do, I'm not a woman, so I can't tell you your response is natural, right? Unless you were a gang. Now, that's your chance right there to tell him, all right, that's cool. I can respect that. But holler at me when you do. Holler at me when you do. And see it in. I'm going to see you when I see you. Not when you can call me a little bit later, but we can't meet up. No. You're supposed to tell that man right
there. Not doing that.
You're supposed to tell that man. Yeah, you're supposed to tell that man. Well, hey, when you handle that, well, come on then. Come find me. Nah, not. Okay, then, come on. Yeah, I know you're going to leave that. You ain't rocking with him. He don't live here no more. Nah. If he was serious about not being at home, if he was serious about not being with that girl, being with that woman, he's going to pack up and leave. And that's the only time. If he go from there, y'all do what y'all do, you do what you do. But while he got a relationship, maybe respect yourself. Respect yourself a little bit more. Respect yourself a little bit more and be true to yourself. Because this man is willing to engage with you in the end of this woman. So in the ending of this woman, right, he trying to transition over to you while he in this situation. And he got you close, though, right? So he can still build and bond with you off of the backside of the hardships or the things that went wrong in his previous relationship. So at that immediate time, baby, you done stepped off into that. And that whole energy done transferred over into your life. It might not come the same way, but it's going to come. It's going to come. Because he ain't properly handled his situation. He ain't properly deal with it. He ain't probably released the energy and all that. Hey, that shit take time. That shit don't happen overnight. That shit take time, right? Moji, man, that relationship he was in, his heart was there. You know, something had kept him there. But when it changed, he took tail and ran. So you better hope you got that magic spell that you stay what you look like forever. And if you do, holler at me, man, because we can get paid. A lot of people out there that buy that shit, man. You can holler at us. Everybody can come up, man. Don't be keeping that shit to yourself, man. I know you got some bottles somewhere. I know somebody got some bottles somewhere because there's more people out here that look like they're younger than me. Where the bottles at, man? Let us get some of that shit. We can stop a whole lot of people's houses. We're getting broke up. We get that damn cream. Y'all got that cream somewhere, Fetty. They got that cream. We got to get our hands on it. We get our hands on that cream, man. We can go out here and get us some cakes. We can start saving relationships. And we can help y'all start feeling the same like you did when you was first in love. Give me that kind of cream, man. Let me feel that kind of cream. Help your old lady go back to you feeling like how she was. Because that kind of hit me, man, when I heard that. And it kind of stuck with me because that a lot of men, when it comes to sexual, step outside their relationship because the women that's outside their relationship or do certain sexual things that maybe their old lady won't do, or they even got less sexually satisfied with their relationship partner if they step outside and got to go get it from somebody else. Now, for women that they stepping outside and doing that for, and, you know, they coming over there to you and you giving them that, you got to keep that in mind. That's a woman that's at home or in her apartment, whatever the hell she stay at. That's a woman who trusting in that man to go out, do exactly what he say he's doing, and come back like he's supposed to do, right? Now, you know that. And you humping on him on the side, meeting up with him over here, meeting up on him over there. You got to be a dick. Now, hey, bro, I ain't want to call you no. You got to be silly. Think that if the opportunity arises with you, he wouldn't do the same. He wouldn't do the same. You was a sidekick. Once a sidekick become a main kick, that's what you think. You think you a sidekick to become a main kick. Now you just slide into a different position. Now you one of the main sidekicks. You ain't the main. You one of the main side chicks. You gotta break that shit. Okay, we gotta break it down. It's like a playoff bracket. You did. You still on first round. You on the second round. You ain't even made it all the way up. You ain't made it to the Sweet 16 yet. Your ass ain't even in it. You just one step up. He still got more and more and more. And ladies, I'm tell you, a lot of these brothers that look good, got the money, got the flashy shit, them be the ones right there that got a whole lot of women. The ones that be traveling and can go all over places and stuff. Fellas, I got to tell the truth. Truck drivers and these people, they got all this cash and be taking trips and going all over the place. Your ass ain't with them and shit. The hell you think they doing out there? Men too. A lot of them brothers right there got a lot of women on the side. A lot of women do certain things, man, when they see that type of shit. Light bulbs go off. Oh, he got money. Oh, he look good. Oh, he got a nice car. Oh, he got this. He got that. Boom, I'm throwing some of this. You'll find out your man got 4 or 5 women in 4 or 5 places in the state surrounding your ass. Right? That's another thing. That's a thing, too. But, hey, I'm just keeping it honest, man. Just keeping it honest. There's a lot of brothers out there that do that shit, Petty. They go get women and have a good-ass woman at home. Man. A good-ass woman at home. And go cheat. All because sexually, man, they have lost the tenacity, they have lost the hunger, or lost the spark in the bedroom. A lot of times that's what it be. They a freak out in the streets, but then when they go with the old lady might not want to do that freaking nasty shit. And ladies, that's your turn right there. Just start being, hey, your man asking you to do some freaky deaky type shit, you might not like it. You might not be into it, right? But you got to learn. You got to meet yourselves in the middle. And what do you think about that? Because, see, that's another thing, too. A lot of men want to do certain sexual things with their old lady. And their old lady be like, nah, I don't do that. Well, hell, he asking you. He telling you what he likes. He telling you what he loves. He telling you what he loves to experience, what he loves to do. And if you say, no, I ain't giving you that, that's not kind of like no compromise, would you say, Betty? You got to kind of meet the man in the middle, right?
I meet the man in the middle. I mean, the men and women got to be in the middle where communication is key. Got to have communication.
There it is. Teddy got the bomb said that communication, man, because without that, man, and like you said, it's with the communication. You go talk to your lady. Hey, look, check this out. I like getting hit. And hey, man, this is a show. They say that on the ratings. Y'all see that shit. So, hey, I like getting oil sex there. And she said, well, nah, baby, I don't like that. Okay, cool. You might not like it, but I'm going to tell you something about that man. If he come out and tell you he like that, that's something he like. And with us men that like that type of stuff. Oh, they like that type of stuff, right? Not saying it's right for him to go outside and go get it. But you got to meet that man in the middle. Y'all got to meet each other in the middle. He communicated with you. He told you that some things. And see, that's some things that are caused the spark in the bedroom to be lost. You know, mm-hmm. you knowing each other, you learning each other, you learning what each other like. You know what I mean? And you learn, okay, well, you know, suck on him down. Now he like me to perform oral sex on him. Right, these are some of the things when you learning a person, growing with a person, but you can't just say, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get into it. You never know. You might like it. You might get, you know, with your mate, you might learn to love it. You never know, but you got to try. Open the door, because if not, it's going to lead to a spark being missing in the bedroom. It's going to lead to a lot of brothers getting them a little head on the side from the co-worker, from the little woman they met on Facebook, Instagram, IG, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, all that shit. It's going to cause them to do this type of shit. But, fellas, you can't blame it on the woman, because you made the decision to go step out and go get this. Now, you can do it, man. I salute all the brothers, man, out there who are faithful to their old ladies, faithful to their women, and they stand on that, man. Salute out to all of y'all, man. Fellas, I know we mad. You know, you might be mad at me, but hey, this is what it is, man. We can get 100K or no way, and that's just real. We got to stop normalizing and being comfortable with the whole cheating situation. You want to cheat on your spouse, you're going to do that shit on your own time. You don't do that shit around your partner, your homie, even if they cool with it. You have more respect for yourself. You have more respect for yourself. Go run in your little corner. Go crawl in your hole. Go get your motel room. Go duck off. Or go do whatever it is that you got to do. But stop disrespecting your damn self as a man. Stop disrespecting yourself as a man. You look weak to real men. You look weak to real men. When you have families at home and you go harder for women in the street than you do for your woman at home. I'm telling you, you're the boys, only boys, I congratulate you for that. Men won't look at you like that. They're going to look at you like, man, you suck. See, a lot of people say certain things when it comes to certain people and their families and all that. Now, the cheating part is wrong. Tell that woman. Let her go. Let her go and let her journey take her to a man that's going to love her, going to be all about her. And that's the thing. Ain't that crazy, Teddy? Man be like, oh, man, I ain't sexually attracted to her no more. And then the woman end up getting with a man who is extremely sexually attracted to her just the way she is and how she steadily grows into.
Mm-hmm.
It should be crazy. Watch your picks. Watch your picks, lady. Watch your picks. If you know that man got a woman and he telling you he going to leave her, he don't want to be with her no more. Or, hey, this woman, she this, this. First of all, that going to be your sign right there. That man shouldn't be running down his old lady to you. He shouldn't be telling you nothing bad about his old lady. He'll be going in your ears while he trying to, you know, finesse you or groom you. If you start doing that, that's going to tell you something right there. Tell you something right there. That's going to tell you that this situation can turn around and happen to me. Because it's always a body that's a little bit more tighter. Yeah, it's always a body that's a little bit more tighter. It's always a voice that's a little bit more soft. And if that comes sweeping in the door, and you doing anything wrong, you don't think he going to tell her to? You can be the baddest, most beautiful looking woman and still get played. You can be the man, and I'm telling you, fellas, fatty back me up. You know, fellas, you can have all your shit going on for you. Everything right for you. Good in life. You know what I mean? Doing your thing. And you get with a woman, and you think she on the same shit, and come find out her ass was never on the same shit. And it'll hurt you. It'll leave you damaged. And then every woman you look at, you don't want to look at her that way. But when you start seeing similar actions and similar interests, similar passions, it make you be like, hey, hold on. Nah, she's just like everybody else, or he's just like everybody else. Communication mm-hmm. is key. Communicate with each other, man, so that way you can know what each other want, what each other like, and what keeps each other satisfied. And sometimes women, it turns into a mental thing, too. It don't always stay with the sex thing. It turns into a mental thing. And a lot of brothers nowadays don't feed their mind. Right, so they get stuck in a certain type of mentality because they don't steady add information. That's why I love what we do. I love the position we in, and I love, you know, how I am with we, because you steadily feed your brain with information, up-to-date topics, old topics, stats. You know what I mean? You steady feed your brain, man, so you can steady elevate mentally. You can steady evolve mentally. A lot of brothers that don't even read, don't research, don't keep up with anything, right? They don't minds don't evolve. And it leads to, you can tell, they were cheating on girls when they was in elementary, middle school, high school, and getting married, and then it's the same thing. Minds don't evolve. It's beautiful to be a faithful man. It's beautiful to be a faithful man. Petty, what you think on that before we get out of here? What you got to say, man, when it comes to the cheating?
I'm proud to be a faithful man. I'm a God-fearing man. Karma does reap what you sow. That's why when I get with a woman, honest and transparent, and I'm going to tell her I'm all about you. Me being a hoe, that shit was over with. I was in college until I hit 30. But if we can build something, it's going to build more. That's all I got to say on it. Men, women that are like that, it's only going to hurt you at the end. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, go along with Petty, man, run that same race with you on that same track with Petty on. You know, you're going to damage people, man. You're going to hurt people. And you should not. I should say that, man. I know a lot of people don't care. A lot of men don't care about nobody's feelings, let alone no woman's feelings. But be honest. Be truthful. Communicate. If you part of her and all of that good stuff, let her know. You can at least have enough respect for her and yourself, man, to let that woman know. Let that woman know, man, that the love that you have for her, you know, is slipping or is gone. There's going to be some hurtful shit. But guess what? You got a man up. You got a man up, and you got to at least take that. You got to at least take that. Because stepping outside your house, having her think that you her man and her man only, or even if she know and she ain't pressing you about it, and even if she know, how hard, how hurtful you think that got to be for a woman to even know you cheating on her and still not pressing you, thinking your ass gonna stop. Finding out some shit, letting it go, to still be with you, and then you keep doing this shit. Nah, that's lame. That don't make you look hard. That make you look like a sucker, man. Because you got a woman that even though you cheated on her, forgave you and kept you as her man. And his brother's out here, man. I ain't seen me and Petty just speaking on the whole situation of Rock. It's very good ass brothers out here that would probably take your woman. You know, not like take her from you, but, you know, if she left you and they passed cross, and put a smile on her until the day she died. Because you was worried about sexual stuff and worried about humping on all the women around, and you couldn't respect what you had at home. Now, I know a lot of people like more than one woman. Hey, whatever y'all agree to, you agree to. Cheating, that's what we talking about. That's what we talking about this show, this episode, man. Petty Murphy, man, my famo Petty Murphy with the Petty Murphy Project. Definitely, man, y'all make sure y'all go check it out, man. I know a lot of people, you know what I mean, tune in to podcasts, radio shows, and these type of things, man. Make sure y'all go check the Petty Murphy Project out. Straight Raw Real 100K too, man. A lot of far music put on that. And y'all go check out. He got a lot of interviews he's done. He put in a hell of a lot of work, man. So big shout out to Famo, man. And everything Famo said on this subject, on this topic too, is right on point. Communication is key. Your ass got to communicate. Don't be, if you ain't scared to cheat, your ass can't be scared to communicate with your whole lady. If you ain't scared to cheat on her, don't be scared to tell her ass that you cheat, that you cheating on her. If you can't tell her you cheating on her, man, you ain't developed into no man yet. You ain't developed into no man yet, man. If you can't sit down and say, hey, baby, check this out, I've been cheating on you. Or, hey, it don't feel the same. I did some research and I found this. We can get this and it can make it all the better. Or it can make it all the while. I know I probably don't feel the same. Whatever the case may be. Now, I'm just saying just that. It can be something else. If you ain't sitting down and trying to find that solution, hey, you the man. You the failure. Now, is she willing to do what she can to meet you in the middle, and you still go step out, you wrong. It ain't never a good thing to cheat on your spouse. You either got to let them know, or you got to let them go. Big shout out to Petty Murphy and my motherfucking Famo, man. This is Famo Nation Forever Radio. I'm the Mr. Baby King, 1033 South Sea. Y'all already know that's me, man. So until next time, keep jerking alive.